We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we're holding by the story. Our sages say that there was a very wealthy person, and he thought to himself, what's all this work worth? What will my wealth, all the material things I've amassed, what will they help me when I die? So people told him, so use it for good, use your wealth for good. To give charity, do acts of kindness, and lend people money. The wealth won't last him, and the kindness that he does is like food for the road. As the verse says, with regard to the Torah, but it's relevant to wealth as well, in a blink of an eyelash, it disappears. And he listened to their advice, but he said, you know what, I swear I will only give tzedakah to a person who has totally lost faith in this world. And one day, he's leaving the city, he wants to give tzedakah to a person who's really, really had it bad. Someone who's totally given up on this world. So, one day he's leaving the city, and he sees a poor person sitting in the dumps, and he doesn't even have clothing to wear. He's wearing rags, torn rags. And he said to himself, this person is so poor, he must have given up on the world. And he must be waiting for death. Look at how bad he has it. Look at how poor he is. And he must have nothing to hope for in this world. So this is the type of person I want to help. So he took 100 dinar and he gave it to the poor person. And the pauper looks up to him in wonderment, and he says, why'd you give me so much money? Why'd you give it all to me alone? There are so many poor people in the city. Why'd you give me so much money? And the wealthy person says to him, because I took a vow that I won't give tzedakah to the regular poor. I'll only give it to a person that's totally given up from the good of this world. Yeah. So the poor person looks at him and he says, only a fool. Only someone really stupid and only someone who is an apostate, only someone who doesn't believe gives up on the good of this world. I believe in Hashem and I believe in the kindness of my Creator and I wait for His compassion every minute. As the verse says, "V'rachamav v'kol ma'asav," God has compassion over all His creations. Don't you know? The verse says, "Mekim me'afal dal," God brings the poor up from the earth, from the dust. He lifts those that are impoverished from the dumps, Mashpot Yerim Evyon. Don't you know that Hashem has no limitation? He could lift me up and make me wealthy and save me from this state of destitute. Leave your foolishness, distance it from yourself, and then you'll be well off. So the wealthy person looks at him and says, this is my payback. I had mercy on you. I had compassion on you, and you cursed me out. So the pauper looks at him and says, you thought you had compassion on me? And that's not so. You killed me. Because the only one that has room to give up from the good of this world are the dead. So in giving me this donation, you've treated me like a dead man. Because you said you're only giving it to someone who's given up from the world. The only person who has a right to give up is the dead. So the wealthy person says, okay. He's not going to accept my money. And he's telling me that only the dead are those to give my money to. So I'll go to the graveyard. He takes his wealth, goes to the graveyard, and buries it with the dead that have given up on the good of the world. Times passed, and the wealthy person lost his wealth. And he remained with almost nothing. And when he saw that he was down on his luck, so he went to the graveyard and started digging to take out the money that he had buried so that he himself will have sustenance from that money. The guards see a man in the graveyard digging and they grab him and they bring him to the governor of the city. And the governor of the city was that same pauper whom he had wanted to help, but wouldn't accept his help, and now God had turned the tables, and now he's on top, he's governor of the city. And this pauper really came from a good family, So when the previous governor had died, the people of the city gathered and said, we should make this pauper the governor because he's really from a good family. So now he's sitting as governor, and they bring before him this man. They say, we caught him digging in the graveyard. So the guards claim it must be he wanted to take the clothing off the dead, that he wanted to sell those clothing. And the governor sees him, and he recognizes this person, but the person doesn't recognize him. So he decides he's going to teach him something. So he speaks to him harshly. He says, what are you digging in the graveyard for? Why do you want to take the clothing off the dead? What are you doing digging? And he gives the guy a hard time. And the guy finally says, my master, God forbid, I never thought to do such a disgraceful act. But this is what happened to me. And he told him everything that happened with his wealth. And he told him how he once met a poor person. And the poor person told him this. And then he realized he's got no one to give the money to. So he buried it in the graveyard. And now he went to collect it from the graveyard. So he finishes the whole story. And the governor asks him, don't you recognize me? So the wealthy person says, how can a servant recognize his master? I don't. So the governor tells him, I'm that poor person that was sitting in the dumps that you said to me, you for sure have given up on all the good of the world. So the wealthy person gets up and hugs him and kisses him. And the governor hugs him and kisses him and orders to remove his money from the graveyard and give it to him and give him to eat. And every day, this governor supported that wealthy person. He'd send him his meals every day. Blessed is the one who is above us all, who makes people go down and brings people up, makes the wealthy poor and the poor wealthy, as the verse says, Mekim Me'afar Dami.